From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mickle reports for Porcupine Soup that unknown chemical fumes at the Halion plant in Oak Hill in Greene County sent someone to the hospital on April 14th. Durham Ambulance, Oak Hill Durham Volunteer Fire Company, Greene County EMS, Cairo Ambulance, Ashland Ambulance, and East Durham Volunteer Fire Company turned up at the plant that makes oral care products. One person was taken by ambulance to an area hospital for minor exposure, and 12 others were evaluated on scene but did not require hospitalization. The story did not include any other information about the chemical leak. And you can read more about the story in Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that there is a good news and bad news for New York taxpayers, as State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli's office reported $2.9 billion more tax revenue than expected for the fiscal year that ended April 1st, but $9.5 billion less than the previous year. DiNapoli said, and I quote, "The financial position of the state remains on a solid footing for now. While tax collections have exceeded projections, they were considerably lower than last year. Although easing inflation continues to present challenges to economic growth, state policymakers should ensure that the enacted budget for state fiscal year 2023-24 commits additional resources to the state's reserve funds to improve long-term financial stability," end quote. Sales tax and business tax collected by New York increased by almost $1 billion each. And you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Doug LaRocque is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media that Norm Rasmussen is returning to the New Lebanon Town Board after the March resignation of Town Board member Britt Buckingroth. Town Supervisor Trista Hodling said Buckingroth's schedule was too busy to stay on the board. Rasmussen, a former town board member, fills out her term through December 31st. There will be three council seats on the November ballot, with two for four-year terms and one for the two-year term remaining on Buckingroth's term. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Liz Montgomery reports in Porcupine Soup that Haley Dixon, Becky Pine, Russ Nadler, and some other Athens residents are trying to stop a cell tower going up in their town because the thin pole obstructs their viewshed. ARX Wireless, Verizon Wireless, wants to put a 155-foot cell tower on Farm to Market Road to improve local cell reception. The company's application says, and I quote, "Approval of the project will enable Verizon Wireless to provide an adequate and safe level of wireless telephone service to the identified area of the town of Athens and surrounding environs," end quote. But the trio's group says that, and I quote, "This area is one with stunning views, and the proposed placement would be in the center of the mountain views from both east and west," end quote. The proposal for the cell tower is before the Athens Planning Board, which next meets at 7 p.m. Thursday, April 27th at the E.J. Arthur Elementary School in Athens. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.